Rat Race begins again. Well, guys, tomorrow we're looking at the 6th anniversary of the biggest fake government-sponsored terrorist attack in modern history. And it's going to be on a Tuesday again, as it was on the day of the attacks. This is the first 9/11 on a Tuesday since then. And this week there is a major stand down going on. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. They're telling us we could be attacked any day now, and yet they're going to have a NORAD-wide stand-down. Unbelievable. Telling us it's imminent within the next, they said 90 days. Now it's down to less than 60 days. We're going to get hit major, supposedly under an orange alert right now. And they're going to have a stand-down so they can conduct exercises. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. What a flippin' scam this is, man. And then there was that plane with the nukes flying overhead. Oh, yeah. Aren't you nice and cozy and relaxed knowing that these scoundrels are at the helm, huh? Yeah. Go, George! Rah, rah, rah! Anyway, got an interesting guest today. Well, he should be interesting anyway. His books are certainly interesting. Poor guy is in his senior years, and he's a little bit forgetful and whatnot, but nevertheless, I think it should be an interesting interview. Donald Patton, author of several books on catastrophism. And as you know, I'm a big fan of that. I've talked about that on past shows. I'm going to have several shows coming up where I'll be elaborating on that in detail. Giving my own take on it, which is very similar to Donald Patton's take, that the Earth in the past has suffered, well, multiple catastrophes. But of course, there's the big one that's mentioned in legends all around the world. It's called the Great Flood, and how it disrupted the entire planet, was responsible for the bulk of the world's fossil formations, the wiping out of the dinosaurs and a whole lot of other species. It's the reason why you see so many ancient civilizations having risen up suddenly out of nowhere, because it was a great flood. And those who survived it brought that technology and that knowledge of civilization with them. So after the flood, they just picked up where they left off and rebuilt civilization. They didn't have to build up gradually. That's why when you dig up all ancient civilizations from around the world, there was nothing preceding them. They just rose up overnight. It's a great mystery to mainstream archaeology and history and anthropology, but it's no mystery to those who understand this great catastrophe. It's quite laughable that these idiots with PhDs are scratching their heads trying to figure it out. What a bunch of numbskulls. Anyway, guys, anyone who wants to get Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, excellent way to share the New World Order with people, to bring them, to make them aware of this Conspiracy for World Government. It's available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or going to republicbroadcasting.org or by sending your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Anybody wants to get any of my books, I'll be uploading eventually here my book on ancient catastrophism. It's called An Alternative View of the Distant Past. I don't just talk about catastrophism in there, by the way. I spent a good deal of space talking, probably about half the book talking about that, but I also talk about advanced technology in the distant past. Have a lot more to say about that on future shows. Talk about diffusionism, the idea of the ancient Americas having been visited at one time or other by pretty much every ancient culture from around the world. And you can, soon I'll have that on Lulu along with my other books. I'll tell you how you can get them when we get back, folks. And then we'll have Donald Patton on with us. Stick with us.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. It looks like our guest is not going to make it, guys. This is the guy I was planning on having on last Monday. Decided, you know, I'd try to rebook him, see if we can still get it to work, and he's just not answering the phone. I called him last night. He said, yep, it's all set. Apparently the guy is, you know, a little bit more senile than I thought he was. It's too bad. I don't think the poor guy, it's probably just as well. The interview probably wouldn't have gone very well. I don't know that, you know, he's with it enough, you know. When I talked to him, he was kind of in and out, you know. Sometimes he was with it, sometimes he wasn't. He just kind of faded back and forth. So it might be just as well. I mean, I enjoyed the conversation, but it might, you know, might not be the best thing for live radio to have someone like that on. Too bad. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to try to get him again, but anybody's interested, you can look him up on Amazon. I don't know that any of his books are still in print, but they're certainly available from used book distributors through Amazon. That's how I got mine. Again, the author is Donald Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. He's got some interesting stuff. Like Velikovsky, you know, he believes that, I don't know if I go along with this, although I'm starting to lean in that direction, because there are many ancient legends that do talk about this, and so many so that you really can't so easily write it off. There must be something to it. A lot of ancient legends talk about how the planets in ancient times, quote, changed their courses. That the current orbits we now see of the planets around the sun are not their original orbits. Well, you know, it's possible. I mean, the way that Velikovsky portrays it, you know, he's got different planets basically doing the do-si-do, you know, the Venus came near Earth and then Mars came near Earth, and, you know, I don't know to what extent that's true, but, you know, it does appear that there were some orbital disruptions, obviously, you know, the, I don't know, again, I don't know to what extent, if they were actually approaching each other closely, but certainly the orbits of the planets today have a lot of aberrations to them. You know, Mercury, for example, has an extremely elliptical orbit, a fairly highly inclined orbit. In fact, all the planets, to some degree, have elliptical orbits. In other words, they're not perfect circles. They're ellipses. And they're all inclined to some degree or other from the plane of what's called the ecliptic, which is, you know, the Earth's orbit around the sun. None of them are in the same plane. Mercury is, you know, is the most highly inclined, except for Pluto. But, of course, Pluto has been demoted recently as a planet, and rightfully so, because it really isn't. It's, you know, it's quite small. It's probably an escaped moon of Neptune. Now has a small moon of its own, but, you know, it's either that or it's a comet or asteroid or something. It's really not not a planet. So you could safely say that Mercury has the most highly inclined orbit of any planet. Pluto, by the way, is going to be visited in 2015. There's actually a NASA probe on its way there right now. So that should be kind of interesting. That's the only planet so far that has not been photographed close up via spacecraft. We know what all the other planets look like and most of their moons, their major satellites anyway. So this will complete the picture of all the planets having been visited. Well, it's not a planet, but you know what I mean. It's still, people still consider it one. So this will be the final planet to be explored, quote-unquote planet. Planet or not, whatever it is, it's going to be interesting. To see, you know, what it looks like. Is it another ball of ice like the moons of the outer planets? So far, that's what it appears to be from some of the spectroscopic studies of it, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see when we get there. But anyway, yeah, it's too bad. I wanted to ask him, you know, some questions about his books, and obviously I don't think he's going to be coming out with any more books. Like I said, you know, his mind isn't quite there anymore, so I don't know that he's going to be doing any more book authoring, but yeah, it's interesting stuff. One of the things in his book that I shrugged off that I definitely agree with him on now, it's funny how as time goes on you do more and more digging, things that you initially rejected, ultimately, you know, if you keep digging and you really are searching for truth, you're going to have to let go of those cherished ideas and admit, wow, I was wrong. And, you know, that was the way with the Trinity. I had a friend that first tried to share it with me, and I totally rejected it, gave him the cold shoulder. So I guess I should be a little more patient with Trinitarians that jump all over my case initially. But, yeah, I wholeheartedly rejected it. In fact, I pretty much wrote the guy off. Pretty pathetic, because now I'm complaining about people writing me off over this issue, and, you know, I did that to this guy. I did call him, though, about a year and a half later when someone had shared a videotape with me. He didn't tell me what it was about, and I'm glad they didn't, because once I watched it, I realized, son of a gun, this guy was right. So after watching it, I launched a major study over that following summer, about 3 months intensive study, and that's, you know, I realized, yeah, this guy's right. I called him up. I apologized. I said, man, you were right. I was wrong. I looked into this, and yeah, the Trinity is a scam. Anyway, another one of those issues that I initially rejected out of hand was Donald Patton's notion of, quote, thunderbolts between the planets. I had a guest on a few weeks ago, Donald Scott, author of The Electric Sky. You might recall, you know, we were talking about plasma discharges. Actually, I think that was back in July. I forget when that was, a couple months ago. Anyway, you know, his premise and many others, you know, it's a growing field of study, very fascinating. His premise is that the major dominant force in the universe is not gravity, it's electricity. And anyway, when I had initially read Donald Patton's book back in, I think he wrote it back in 1965, 66, that's one of the things he brought out, how when the planets had these close passages, they exchanged lightning bolts, if you will, back and forth, powerful bolts of electrical discharge. And again, I rejected it. I thought, oh, that's silly. That's ridiculous. But no, folks, this is, there's no question in my mind that that did take place. In fact, it would still be taking place today, except for the fact that the planet's magnetic fields and their plasma fields have lost a lot of strength since ancient times. Venus today, I mentioned this on a previous show, Venus today has a magneto tail that's so long it almost reaches the orbit of Earth. So in ancient times, considering that, you know, its plasma field was and its magnetic field was a lot stronger than it is today, it would have reached the Earth. So that when Venus and Earth were lined up with each other, that plasma tail would have served as a conduit to transmit electrical discharges to and or from the Earth to Venus. Likewise, Earth's magneto tail, probably having been much stronger in the past, probably reached to Mars. So there was probably electrical discharges going back and forth between Mars and Earth. And there are many formations. I'm going to talk about this in more detail in a future show. But and then if you consider that the planets changed their orbital paths in the past, you know, it's possible the planets were closer together in the distant past, so that would have made it even easier for these bolts to have been discharged back and forth. And it's interesting stuff. Yeah, but too bad, you know, he didn't come on. I wanted to go into that in some detail. But it's funny because what I had, you know, initially written off as foolishness, now I'm realizing, son of a gun, this guy was right. And that's something else that Velikovsky, Emanuel Velikovsky, had written about. Anybody that isn't familiar with him, if you're interested in this subject, you might want to Google his stuff. V-E-L-I-K-O-V-S-K-I, S-K-Y. Velikovsky wrote some pretty interesting books. So until my book is available, go and check his stuff out. And again, even if you don't agree with everything he said, I don't agree with everything in his books, but they're fascinating. And, you know, it's a great resource. I got a lot of great information out of his works. A lot of it I included in my book. Again, even if you don't agree with his conclusions, the stuff he cites in there is fascinating. He quotes from ancient legends from around the world, which tell a completely different story about astronomy, you know, ancient astronomy, than what we're led to believe. This idea of, you know, the steady state or uniformitarianism still persists for solar system history. Some of you might recall that, you know, about 27 years ago, around 1980, a major shift took place in scientific theory. The idea of uniformitarianism was prevalent, that the Earth had remained unchanged, you know, throughout all the past billions of years of its history, whatever. You know, there were volcanic eruptions here and there scattered about, you know, over space and time, but nothing major. You know, these events occurred spread apart by thousands or millions of years. That's changed. Now they believe the Earth had undergone big catastrophes, but they haven't done that change yet with the solar system. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Two-thirds radio, it's your host, Charlie Giuliani. So, yeah, like I was saying, science has finally caught up with the rest of us independent thinkers. As of 1980, they now admit that the Earth did have catastrophes, sudden catastrophic changes in its environment and its geology and so forth in a very short time. They do admit it. They denied this for the longest time. In fact, you were a heretic. You were branded as an outcast. You lost your job if you talked about the Earth having calamities, catastrophes in the past. But as of 1980, now you lose your job if you say there weren't catastrophes on Earth in the past. That's what wiped out the dinosaurs. Well, you know, independent thinkers have been saying that all along. Anyway, but they have not yet extended that beyond the Earth. They don't want to admit that the solar system also had a catastrophic past. The entire solar system. And I believe many other catastrophists that it corresponded with the Earth's devastation. The Earth's calamity and the solar system's calamity was synonymous. Or simultaneous, I should say. And, you know, but the way they explain, for example, all of the craters throughout the solar system and the debris floating throughout the solar system still to this day, such as the asteroid belt, is leftovers from the formation of the solar system. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Leftovers from the formation of the solar system. Yeah. You want to tell us, all powerful and wise Oz scientists, you want to tell us why the sun's equator is totally out of whack with the ecliptic. Most of the planets, as I mentioned, none of them are, orbit in the same plane, but essentially they do. I mean, they're all pretty much in the same plane. But yet the sun's equator is totally out of whack with that plane. Now, how could the solar system have evolved that way? It couldn't have. It's ridiculous. Their theories are bunk. Just like, when we talked about the electric sky hypothesis or the plasma hypothesis. Scientists can't explain so many things that are mysteries to them. Like, for example, how does a galaxy retain its spiral shape as it orbits? Technically, material that's closer into the center would orbit much faster than material toward the outside edge of the galaxy. Therefore, the spiral shape should not be retained. It should break up, because the faster material closer in would break that pattern up. Then, the slower material couldn't keep up with it outside the perimeter of the galaxy. How does it maintain that shape as it rotates? It's such a mystery. Oh, we can't figure it out. And for decades upon decades, this has been one of the great mysteries of astronomy. But when you take into account plasma holding these galaxies together, a force that is far more powerful than gravity, it's no mystery at all. You can just look at these people and laugh. I mean, these are guys with PhDs who are supposed to be the most respected and most learned and knowledgeable scientists in the world. And they're just baffled. How can this happen? It's no mystery, guys. The only mystery is how stupid these people can be, because they can't think outside the box. Oh, I don't know, man. It's that way in everything. You know what? Everything. There isn't one field of study that doesn't have this kind of limitation to it. And sometimes it's due to ignorance. People are just completely ignorant. They can't think outside the box. They're not capable of it because they've been so completely trained. Other times it's because of sleazy politics. People conform willingly or, drudgingly. It doesn't matter. They conform to keep their job. They don't want to be fired. They know the official story is bunk. They know it doesn't make sense. But they know they're going to be in the unemployment line if they don't continue to tout it. So for whatever reason, it doesn't really matter. It's still frustrating to see these people who you would think would know better and think would have more scruples than to play these sleazy games. What a mess. But thank heavens for independent thinkers that help us to, think outside those parameters and free our minds from the enslavement, guys, because it's everywhere. Anyway, I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to do today. I did have a backup plan. If the guest didn't show up, I anticipated this was probably going to happen. But I think I'm just going to throw out a couple interesting little little doodads. I think you'll find them pretty interesting. Before I go into some of that, though, I want to go over some news, interesting news items that come out the past few days. By the way, Alex Jones, guys, was arrested Saturday night. He's been in New York, for the 9/11 anniversary. Some pretty good-sized protests going on there. And apparently he was bullhorning, and that's why they arrested him, because they said he didn't have a permit to bullhorn. I guess shortly after, though, they did release him, but he's suffered injury to one of his fingers, I guess, or something, and I guess in the fracas of being arrested. He hurt his finger, that's it. Other than that, he's all right. But just another day in the empire. That's just how it is. Can't question the emperor. Of course, now, he's got that law that makes it illegal to protest the war. Don't you love Congress? They know we were lied into the war. Nobody denies that. It's admitted. We were lied into this war, and yet they allow Bush to pass a bill to make it illegal for you to protest this war that we were lied into, that we shouldn't have been involved in the first place. Oh, what a flipping joke. All right, guys, commercial break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey guys, it's radio. I just got a call from Ted Pike during the break. He's going to be calling in with some updates, got some interesting stuff going on he wants to share. Some new sleazy bills are trying to ramrod through, of course. That's no surprise, is it? So he'll be calling in a bit. I forgot to mention, anyone wants to read any of my books, and of course, keep an eye on Lulu, because in the coming months, I'll let you know, too, when that'll be, but I want to be editing my book here soon. I haven't even started it yet. I want to edit it one more time, and then I'll be posting it on Lulu. I just haven't had the time. I've been working on a lot of other stuff, but that's the book on catastrophism and a bunch of other ancient mysteries. It's called Alternative View of the Distant Past. That'll be up there soon, but for now, you can get The New World Disorder, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, Who is God? That's the book on the Trinity and a few others. You can go to lulu.com and just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, Giuliani, and you can find them that way. Anybody has any comments or questions, suggestions, whatever, for the show, you can reach me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, and Hertz, again, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. All right, I want to go over a few quick news items, and then I got a few little interesting tidbits to share. Microchip implants cause fast-growing malignant tumors in lab animals. So there's yet one more reason to run down to the Chipmobile and get your implant today, folks. Get in on the action. If you're disappointed that you haven't gotten cancer yet from drinking tap water or from those mercury fillings in your teeth, get the chip and you're bound to get cancer really quick. Of course, you can always sign up for the fun war games in Iraq and breed that depleted uranium too. That's another way. But, oh, they just got so many fun ways for us to die prematurely here. This is great. Look at all these wonderful options you got. So, you know, there's another benefit of the chip. Not only will it enable the government to track everything you do, everywhere you go, at all times, but now you can get a nice little tumor like the little lab rats. Hmm? We're all going to be a bunch of little lab rats. That's very nice. Then we got this one, monosodium glutamate, MSG. Has been linked to, let's see, damages, brain damage, damage to brain cells, guys, amongst other things. We know it causes all kinds of allergic reactions, you know, people getting, you know, hot flashes and high blood pressure and, you know, headaches and on and on and on. Now it's emerging that a new study shows that it actually causes damage to the neurons. So there you go. You know, always, guys, when you go to Chinese restaurants, tell them you do not want MSG. By the way, you need to do that with Italian restaurants, too. A lot of people don't realize that, but Italian restaurants use MSG, in some cases even more than Chinese restaurants. You'd be surprised where that stuff pops up. Got to read your labels. I got a show coming up sometime. Finished it the other day. I don't know when I'm going to get around to it, but I'm going to be talking about food additives. Pretty scary, let me tell you. It is real scary. It's going to make you want to read those labels more and be much more careful what you put in your grocery basket, because I'll tell you, man, the FDA is certainly not looking out for you. You got to do it yourself. Those scoundrels are telling us that, well, MSG, for example. Oh, it's harmless. And, you know, all the food colorings and additives and preservatives, all harmless. Aspartame, according to the FDA, it's totally harmless. Numerous tests have been done around the country and around the world that have shown that aspartame, yeah, whatever. Just like BGH is totally harmless, yet every other country on the planet has banned it. Bovine growth hormone, they banned it, caused cancer in every single test that's ever been done. But of course, the FDA, in bed with Monsanto, is going to tell us otherwise. Let's see. Here's another one. Oh, this is kind of cool. 500 physicians, dentists, scientists, and environmentalists are calling for an end to fluoridation, removing fluoride from the water. That was in medicalnewstoday.com the other day, or a few weeks ago. Great news, guys. This is pretty cool. Physicians, dentists, scientists, environmentalists are all saying that fluoride is not... Hey, look, it just came out earlier this year from the ADA, believe it or not, the American Dental Association, that mothers should not use tap water in their baby's formula, because the fluoride is harmful to infants. There you go. They're admitting. Well, yeah, it's more harmful to infants than adults, but it's harmful to adults too. It's a toxin, guys. Not only is it harmful for you, it's a brain toxin, but it doesn't even prevent tooth decay. On the contrary, it's actually harmful for your teeth. Many studies recently now have proven this. There was one in upstate New York earlier this year, which showed that the counties in New York that heavily fluoridate their water have had much higher reported incidence of cavities in the counties that don't use it at all. In fact, the counties that don't use fluoride have very low rates of cavities. And other studies, of course, corroborate that. So there you go. Fluoride, guys, no matter how you look at it, it's no good. But that mercury in your fillings is really good for you. Mmm. I keep a fresh, cold gallon jug of it in my fridge at all times. Give it to my kids when they're thirsty. Mercury. Yum. Yum. Hey, government tells us it's good. In fact, they told us that Tamiflu is good for our kids. It's not only not harmful to your kids, it's beneficial to their development. So drink it in. Let's see. Oh, I love this one. Actually, this came out several weeks back, but I didn't have time to get around to mentioning this. Pat Robertson says a mass killing is coming. There you go. Oh, speaking of Zionist pig Christians, Christian wannabes, Pat Robertson, you know, has this ongoing love affair with the state of Israel. Interestingly, there was an article I saw today that a group of, I guess a whole family of Christians is being told they've been living in Israel for, I don't know, about 14 years or something like that. And now they're, or 20 years, I think it is, and they're being given 14 days to leave the country because they're being accused of missionary work there, i.e. trying to proselytize Jews to, you know, becoming Christians or whatever. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, you Zionist Christian fools. Here they are, folks, hailing and praising Israel as their brother religion. Oh, you know, there are brothers in the Lord. We need to support Israel no matter what it does. Apparently that includes when they persecute you. Yeah, they are. Israel loves you Christians. They love your gullibility that you support them at their little IPAC meetings. God has ordained the nation of Israel, and God will curse this nation if we don't support him. Yeah, keep it up, you blind saps. Anyway, let's see. I had a couple other things here. Yahoo News reported a couple weeks back. Average SAT scores dip again. Guys, the U.S. ranks, last I checked, it was number 69 in the world in education. And that, in spite of all the billions of extra dollars they're pumping into it, trying to make it, you know, trying to improve it, supposedly, not trying to improve it. The No Child Left Behind Act. Oh, yes, that sounds so purdy. What they don't tell you is that they don't want No Child Left Behind from being drafted, because as a major part of that bill, guys, they require all high schools around the country to turn over all names, phone numbers, and addresses of their entire student body to their local draft boards. That's what the No Child Left Behind means. What a scam. Number 69. You know, this country is ahead of the U.S. that I never even heard of. Tajuka, Kalukistan, and Habafalafa, Habadad. You know, countries I never even heard of. I don't even know where they are. 99.9% of the rest of the country has never heard of these countries. They're third world countries, and they have educational standards. Educational standards that blow us out of the water. That's pretty pathetic, isn't it? When you think that, you know, we probably have 100,000 times more money being pumped into our education system than any one of those countries. What a joke. Boy, are we getting ripped off at every turn. Let's see. Yeah, there was this that came out August 27th. I haven't had time to go into it in detail, although I've made reference to it. You know, this law where Bush is now forbidding people by law to protest the Iraq war. This was in the Washington Post, guys. Monday, August 27th. Was that a week? Was that a week ago? 2 weeks ago today? 2 weeks ago today. It said, White House manual details how to deal with protesters. Not that they're worried or anything, but the White House evidently leaves little to chance when it comes to protests within eyesight of the president. As in, it doesn't want any. That's right, Washington Post. A White House manual that came to light recently gives presidential advanced staffers extensive instructions in the art of deterring potential protesters from President Bush's public appearances around the country. Among other things, any event must be open only to those with tickets tightly controlled by organizers. Well, that's been the case all along. Anytime you go to hear Defura, You got to have your tickets, of course. To qualify, you've got to be a part of the elite, you know, have 6-7-figure income per year. Remember one time, I don't know, it was Minnesota or something, Bush told the attendees to take off their ties and undo their top buttons so they would look like regular blue-collar workers. You got to be kidding me. What a fraud. Those entering must be screened in case they are hiding secret signs. Oh, whatever. And anti-Bush demonstrators who managed to get in anyway should be shouted down by rally squads stationed in strategic locations. And if that does not work, they should be thrown out, rally squads. So you see, everywhere Bush goes, he has rally squads in case someone sneaks in like Luke Rutkowski. They get their little cheerleader committee. Oh, man, I'm going to puke. All right, that's enough of that. I don't even want to share any more news. It makes me sick to my stomach. Fascist Hitlerian pig. All right, guys, I'm waiting here. Ted Pike's going to be calling in a few minutes. So until then, I thought I'd share a couple little interesting tidbits, little things I pick up from time to time in my readings or web surfings. This is pretty neat. I don't know if you guys ever heard of word squares, but it's just cool stuff. It's blocks of words. For example, the one I have in front of me now has, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's 9 by 9, 9 blocks by 9 blocks. And what you do is you fill them in with words that come out the same way, whether you read them across or upward. You know what I'm saying? Vertically or horizontally. Let me give an example. This one here has the word aphalasia, which, to be honest, I don't know what that means, but it is a word. It's hard to explain this, I guess, actually. I should have thought of this before I introduced this. If you write the words out going across, and then you write them out going down, each successive letter starts another word, which comes out the same way as you read it, you know, horizontally or vertically. I hope I'm explaining that right. I'm trying to think of an example. You know, if you have, let's say, a block of three letters, the word cop going across and then the word cop going down. The C in the upper left-hand corner begins the word cop going across the top row and cop going down the first column. You see what I'm saying? And then the next word would start with O. It would be a three-letter word, and it would be the same going down in the first column as well as across in the second row horizontally. And then the same with the P. The P would be, you know, let's say the word pop. It would be pop going down and pop going across. There's a whole bunch of these I found in this book I was sifting through the other day. It's pretty wild. Just one of those bizarre mysteries, just like in math. Math has a lot of bizarre little coincidences. I got a whole show coming up on that sometime, by the way. Bizarre math anomalies makes you wonder, why the heck does this happen? Why does it work this way? How can it work this way? It's pretty fascinating stuff. In fact, today I got a whole bunch of things like that here. Here's one. The word startling has a startling little factoid about it. By removing one letter, specific letter, from this word successfully, it remains a word until you get down to the last letter. Let me explain. By removing the second T in this word, we get starling. By removing the L, we get starring. By removing the A, we get string. By removing the R, we get sting. You see what I'm saying? You keep removing a certain letter, and it's always going to continue to be a word right down to the last letter. By removing the T, we get sing. By removing the G, we get sin. By removing the S, we get in. And then finally, by removing the N, we get I. So all of these, you know, letter removals still enable it to stay a word. It's pretty wild. There aren't many words that will do that, by the way. And by some freak chance, startling happens to be one of them. Pretty startling. Here's another interesting word. Stewardesses is the longest word in the English language that you can type with only your left hand. Stewardesses. Lollipop is the longest word in the English language you can type with your right hand alone. You know, they're all on the right side of the keyboard. Anyway, all right, guys. We still don't have Ted Pike calling in, so when we get back, I'll go over some more of these. Hope you find them interesting. I do. It's pretty neat stuff. Be right back, guys.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. By the way, anytime, you know, when I go off on my tangents and I talk about various subjects, you know, when I don't have a guest, if anyone wants, you can just email me and let me know. I can send you transcripts of the show, you know, with all the notes and the quotes if you want to have them. The same holds for, you know, those word squares that I was just talking about. I got a few of them here. If anybody wants, just let me know. I can email them to you. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, let me go on to some more of these little tidbit thingies here, these thingy hoosets. No word in the English language rhymes with month, orange, silver, or purple. A little bit of trivia there for you. Although, isn't there a slurple? Some kid's frozen drink or something. But you could argue that's not a word. All right. Dreamt is the only word in the English language that uses a T to indicate past tense. Dreamt. Here's another interesting little factoid. Our eyes are always the same size at birth and remain the same size throughout our life, but our nose and ears never stop growing. Isn't that weird? Our eyes never stop growing. Did you know that? From the time you're a baby, your eyes are always the same size for whatever reason. That's pretty strange. But your ears and your nose continue growing. Really strange. The sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, actually uses every single letter in the alphabet. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. I never actually went through that to see if any repeat themselves. It doesn't look like it. I don't think any of them even repeat, guys. Yeah, it looks like, wow, that's pretty wild. Anyway, the words race car, kayak, and level are the same whether they are read left to right or right to left. And there's a name for that. It's palindromes. That's news to me. I haven't heard that one. But yeah, check it out. Race car is the same going backwards and forwards. And, of course, kayak and level. I'm sure there's others you could add to the list. There are only four words in the English language which end in dus, D-O-U-S. Tremendous, horrendous, stupendous, and hazardous. Wow. You'd think there'd be more than that, you know. But, no, that's it. Those are the only four. Of course, Bush has probably a couple hundred in his vocabulary, but the rest of us, don't misunderestimate him. there are two words in the English language that have all five vowels in order. Abstemious, I never even heard of that, but yeah, there they are, A-E-I-O-U. And facetious. Oh, wow. I never realized that. Facetious. A-E-I-O-U. Yep, there they are. All right, guys. Going to go for a short break. Albert Pike should be calling you any time. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's true.